on ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Livingston.
COVID-19 has hit the aviation and tourism industries hard. International borders closed, restricted domestic travel. So why has a Brisbane-based airline defied the odds? Alliance Airlines have seen revenue growth. Passenger numbers have been steady. They've bought new planes. So what is the secret to Alliance Airlines' success? Lee Schofield is the CEO of Alliance. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Are you the only airline CEO who's still smiling in 2020?
Oh, I must be one of the few, I think. Maybe a few cargo airlines out there who are also a little pocket that's doing reasonably well, but certainly in the passenger space, I think we're a bit of an anomaly.
So why has Alliance Airlines bucked the trend?
I think we're really different. We've always prided ourselves on having a different business model and over the years haven't necessarily described ourselves as an airline. So being a bit different has certainly put us in very good stead for something that I don't think anyone ever saw coming.
What do you mean you haven't described yourself as an airline?
Well, we do. Obviously, people see aircraft flying and but don't necessarily see everything else that goes with that. So we do, first of all, on the airline space, we operate in a very different way, predominantly for the resources sector. So that's the bread and butter of our business, and also providing capacity to other airlines. Outside of that, we do some things probably other airlines don't typically do. We trade in aircraft and spare parts and do things like manage airports on behalf of some of our resource sector companies. So do some odds and ends around the typical flying of aircraft.
Odds and ends, that's a lot of nuts and bolts, though, that's added up to... Have you made a profit this financial year?
We have. We're actually in a peculiar position where we, for the last financial year, we actually made a record profit for the company. So,
can you say what it is?
Yeah, so we got to a little over $40 million before tax. So that was a record result and a real credit to all of our staff. It was a fantastic result and something that they all should be proud of.
Like I said, odds and ends, that's a lot of nuts and bolts. Yeah. Lee Schofield, the CEO of Alliance Airlines. Who owns Alliance?
Alliance Airlines is publicly listed. So we were founded here in Brisbane in 2001 by four individuals. So put their money where their mouth is at probably the worst time ever to start an airline, except maybe 2020. But if you put yourself back in 2001, post September 11, post collapse of Ansett, was arguably a dreadful time to start an airline. And four individuals, two of them still very actively involved in the business. So Steve Padgett's our chairman and Scott McMillan's our managing director, still involved, started an airline and then managed to list the business in 2011. So now we're owned by large institutional shareholders. We have, of course, another anomaly. We have Qantas on the share register as a holder. And I think probably a lot of your listeners would be indirect shareholders through their superannuation funds and wouldn't even realise that we're happy that we're contributing to their super funds.
There you go. If you're listening this morning, you may have benefited from a $40 million profit from Alliance Airlines. Perhaps you do know that. Let me know this morning if you're happy to hear from the CEO of Alliance, Lee Schofield, on ABC Radio Brisbane, 22 minutes to 9. My name's Rebecca Livingston. So Qantas has got a stake in there of how much?
They're just under 20%, so 19.9%.
Okay, so it's in Qantas' interests that you do well as well.
I think it is. That is one way of looking at it. I think we've always, for all of our history, prided ourselves on having a little niche in the industry, and we've always been a supplier to and competitor with and customer of all the major airlines. So it's put us in good stead just being right in the middle there.
You said you fly a lot for the resources sector. So are you talking about fly-in, fly-out work there?
Yes, yeah, predominantly fly-in, fly-out is the major part of our business.
Has that been steady throughout this year? Has it changed at all?
It's been very steady. In fact, we've seen growth there. So for a few reasons. Initially, I think the mining companies and the resources industry across the board did an excellent job of addressing COVID. They obviously wanted to preserve their mining operations, but they spent a lot of resources, including financial, in making sure that their workforce was safe. And in our world, that included social distancing on board aircraft, obviously additional cleaning regimes and different procedures at airports. But an indirect result of that was having less people on board aircraft meant that in many cases that was more flying for us. So that gave us a little boost. And additionally, I think there was a surprising amount of traffic for the resources sector that were on scheduled services. So people may remember that just before Easter, effectively Australia's network, domestic network, ceased in its entirety. So there's a lot of groups in the resources sector and more generally across corporate customers that needed to travel. So that was another opportunity. We picked up some work there.
Yeah. Are you anticipating that FIFO work will grow?
Yeah, I think it will. The resources sector in Australia has proven to be very strong. People, I think, focus a lot on what was the mining boom through 2012, 2013. I think this period of growth has been far more sustainable, driven by production, and we certainly see continued growth there.
With someone like Adani Australia?
I think the Adani project's talked about a lot. There's not a big workforce there, I think any of those resources sectors really where we're strong and providing closed charters, as we call them, for those companies.
Yeah, actually, correction. I note that today Adani Australia has a new name, Bravis. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. And we're trying to understand why the name changed 10 years in. We'll get a little more details on that. Alliance Airlines has entered a new code share agreement with Virgin Australia, which still needs approval by the ACCC. How will that new agreement work?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of publicity about that, and what's maybe been lost in the telling is that there is an application before the ACCC, but that's an application to have some discussions. We have an arrangement with Virgin already in the resources sector space. There's been no change there. On the more broader regional flying, an application's been filed so that we can have a discussion. Clearly, we, as I touched on a little earlier, we are competitors with both Qantas and Virgin in different spaces, so the application needed to be made just so we can have a discussion, and we'll see if that's approved by the ACCC. Then we'll see how that pans out.
Okay. But I'm just trying to understand, at the moment, are you effectively Virgin Australia's regional partner?
We're not at the moment. We provide, even pre-COVID, we were providing a significant amount of capacity. So again, that's another big part of our business that was impacted by COVID. So pre-COVID, about 35% of what we did was what's called wet lease. So it's not a common model in Australia, but it's very common in the US and in Europe. And that's basically a method by which we provide capacity to other airlines. So you can book a ticket on the other airline, but it's Alliance that operates it and we get paid by the airline.
So, right. So if I have my ticket at Brisbane Airport and it says Virgin, the wet lease means that it's an Alliance plane, it's an Alliance crew, it's an Alliance pilot.
Yes, that's correct.
And is it branded Alliance?
It's not. No, it's been branded Alliance. So the terminal, if you like, branded Virgin or the other airline that you book your ticket through, and then you fly on us. So it's probably one of the spaces we operate the best. We're a good, very good operational business, I think the best. So it suits us to sit in the background and provide capacity to other airlines like Virgin.
An airline with a small ego.
We like to fly under the radar is our tagline.
So no Richard Branson sitting at your board table then?
Definitely not.
At any stage, did Alliance have discussions with the Queensland Government regarding the $200 million that was put on the table to keep Virgin flying?
No, not directly. There's obviously been some, across the board, there's been some good government assistance available to the industry. We've benefited from some of it, some of the waivers of charges that have been available to all airlines. But we've been in an enviable position where we've been able to continue our business, not being dependent on any government funding.
Is that why you're buying new planes?
That is absolutely one of the reasons why we're buying new aircraft. So the 14 that we announced earlier this year puts us in a really good position to expand our business across all of those areas that we operate.
What kind of planes are they?
We bought 14 E190s, they're called, a Brazilian regional jet. So they'd be familiar to a lot of Australians. They have previously operated here in Australia. Virgin used to operate them. So, again, another unintended consequence of COVID. It's been a great time to buy aircraft. Some of the deals available have been very compelling.
How much does 14 E190 Brazilian regional jets set you back?
In our case, the transaction just a touch under $80 million US dollars. So for a big package of aircraft and spare parts and a simulator that came with it, so it really sets us up for the future.
You mentioned borders. Does Alliance Airlines want all domestic borders to reopen, much like other airline heads around the place.
Yeah, I think that's one where the industry and all operators are aligned that that we do need the borders open. That is essential not only for the aviation sector, but for tourism and leisure and more broadly across the economy. So we're very supportive of the borders opening as soon as possible.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, you're listening to Rebecca Levingston.